Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The mood is right, the spirit's up. We're here tonight.
Some Christmas music. We should be playing Hanukkah right now. It's the first day of Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah, friends. It's Doug Steffens. Good day. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug is out today. However, we have one of our favorite human beings on the planet joining us today from Doug's Countdown Review every Friday, KRLA's The Morning Answer. You know I am talking about the one, the only, the Jennifer Horn.
Wow, what an intro. I love it.
Honestly, though, if there were microphones attached to everyone's radio and streaming device, we would hear all of the hoots and hollers.
You think you get some screaming? I love 100%. That. Well, you make a girl feel welcome around here. Yes. Well, always fun to hang out with you guys. And yeah, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, all the whatever you celebrate, happy, happy, because it's that week where everybody's starting to tune out and, like, just relax a little bit, you know, and hope, or you better focus only on Christmas, maybe.
Yeah, it's like there's kind of this, you feel the stress ramping up of everything, anything you haven't gotten done yet, might be getting together with family that kind of cause additional stress, or you could have that feeling of like, okay, things are finally done, I can relax.
Like, I think it's a different kind of stress, right? Because it's the stress of work. Okay, and you're going, all right, that's going to be behind. But then you're like faced with the reality that you have just a few days to figure things out, to get things wrapped, to finish up last minute shopping, figure out what dinner's going to look like, that kind of stuff. So maybe it's exchanging one stress for another, but we should just be relaxing and remembering that it's about spending time right now with our loved ones. I think we all get caught up in all the other stuff.
Oh, 100%.
Me included.
Well, some good news coming up. And, of course, we are going to talk about the World Cup. Did you watch it?
I did. You know, I only watched a few games throughout the whole tournament, but I heard this last game, Argentina-France, was pretty incredible. So it was Argentina that won, right?
Yes, yes. They beat France. We will get to that in a minute. Doug usually likes to start with a little bit of inspiration and encouragement, and because life can be difficult, especially this time of year, like we've just kind of been discussing, and that's okay because things get tough, but it's good because you are tougher. So here is the quote from Helen Keller: character cannot be developed in ease and quiet. Only through experience of trial and suffering can the soul be strengthened, ambition inspired, and success achieved.
That's nice.
A good one.
Do you want to hear my funny, embarrassing thing about Helen Keller?
Yes, always.
When I was a kid, I grew up a Dodger fan. And, I mean, I was listening to Vin Scully's voice just as much as I was listening to my parents' voice. Like, we were big Dodger fans around the house. And one of the, and my grandparents had season seats, so we would drive to Dodger Stadium, we'd be there, and the in-park organ player was named Helen Dell, but I never knew that. I thought her name was Helen Keller. Mm-hmm. So when I learned about Helen Keller in grade school, I thought that Helen Dell was Helen Keller until I was probably 25 years old.
So like, you thought it was the same person.
I thought she went on to defy the odds and become the organist of the Dodger Stadium.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, real funny until someone goes, no, 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 different person. And you're like,
wait,
oh.
How old were you when you found out?
Literally, I mean, okay, maybe not 20-something, but I think I was probably 16.
Older than you should have been.
Yeah, older than I should have been, for sure.
Oh, that's great. Okay, well, some good news. The good news story happened in Minnesota at a liquor store. And we hear this story, or these types of stories a lot, especially this time of year, of somebody witnessing somebody in need and almost literally giving them the shirt off their back, mm-hmm. where people go above and beyond. You see somebody who has gloves and it's cold out and they see a homeless person and they give them their gloves. Well, a manager at a Minnesota liquor store comes back from lunch and finds one of his employees walking around in not bare feet, but in socks. And he's like, what is going on? Well, Talia Thomas, who is known there as Ace, that's her nickname, she saw somebody outside, a homeless man, strapping boxes to his feet. And she felt like, I can't just stand by and watch this. He's strapping boxes to his feet. So she takes off her shoes and gives them to him. These are not just shoes that she got at Payless or like $20 or anything like that. These are her favorite shoes. Favorite shoes. One of her most prized possessions. She loves these shoes. They are purple retro Jordans. So for anybody who's not a shoe head, these can run from $120 to $250, give or take. And without hesitation, takes them off, gives them to this homeless man. Just
unbelievable.
Beautiful story.
That's incredible. I can't even imagine. I mean, we always see that. And you know what's funny? I think there's so many people who feel like, especially I live in Los Angeles, and so we have a lot of people who are in need all around us. And I think you get kind of hardened to it. And then maybe some of us have had those bad experiences when you've given like money or just a small amount of money. It was like, well, where's more? Or a sandwich instead of money. And we get the, you know, we've had those bad interactions.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really interesting. And I think we probably all can identify this. Identify with this. When you actually have that connection with someone, when you see somebody and all of a sudden you feel like compelled in your heart, like they really need the help. That really is kind of the guide, I think, for so many of us when we're trying to figure out how to navigate around and how to figure out the best way to help people. But to actually take your shoes, your favorite shoes, off of your feet and pass them out, that's incredible. Good for her.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I think the whole investigation into panhandling, where over the years we've been finding that some people, that's almost a second job to them.
Yeah.
Or that's their weekend fun money. That is not because they are in need. Or how often have we, I saw this one family once. It was a man, a woman, and two children. One of the children were very, very young, and I didn't have cash on me, but I went to the grocery store, and I got a gift certificate. I actually got kind of a hefty gift certificate and took it to them so that way they could actually go and get groceries. They could get what they needed from the grocery store. And you would have thought that I gave them a shirt with holes all in it.
Yeah, like
the woman was like, what am I supposed to do with this? And I was like, go buy groceries. Go get something you need. Go into the store and get whatever you need. But yeah, I love this time of year because it seems like people are more open to giving and the monetary gifts. And we always see the stories about the layaway where somebody who has the additional funds will go and pay off people's layaway.
Yep. I love that. I think that is such a great thing to do. And when you can be, you know, that's, I don't know, we talked at the open about how it's like the time of year when you're like speeding through things and trying to get things done. And that's what you have to remember. How can I really help? What can I do that's positive for someone else? I just came off of doing, and it's incredible. I just, for my other job, as you mentioned, I host mornings on AM 870 and AM 590 The Answer. And we just did 5 toy drives in 2 weeks. And yeah, you're like, oh gosh, that's so much shit. It's a lot, but the amount of, like, I can't tell you how many times I almost cried. I mean, you had people who showed up with bicycles. You had people who showed up with drones and gift cards. And it's not easy right now. People are struggling all over the place. Not everybody is wealthy enough to have access, but you find a little bit to try to help brighten someone else's day. And I don't know. Those are the kind of things that I think make you feel extra good and make the holiday season stick out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And Argentina is having some good news right now because they won the World Cup.
I think there's probably a lot of drunk people in Argentina this morning, don't you think? They're probably still recovering.
I'm pretty sure people are still awake. And I think it would be like a national holiday. Nobody even had to call out of work. It was just assumed nobody is showing up to work. But Messi, who it is arguable who was the greatest player who has ever played. And he is one of them. He is absolutely amazing. And this, I don't know how, this is the first time he became a World Cup champion. Finally.
So, and he's the guy,
for Argentina. And Mbappe is the big star player from France.
France. And they don't all have to be from their countries, right? They trade around?
Yeah, they can, depending on where
you live. In some places, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he's an Argentinian. I don't know. I need to get more involved. I know it's like the biggest sport on the planet. But loosely watching this, the passion that soccer or football fans have for that sport, it's incredible. And I also am taking a sigh of relief that everybody's getting out of Qatar because that was a really weird spot to have all of this. So Time to get, at least they'll be able to return and do their thing, and we don't have to worry about, like, journalists getting sick and, you know.
Yeah, well, and
stuff.
It was odd just having it this time of year, because normally it's in the summertime, but of course it's too hot there. They had to move it. Well, and Mbappe, he's only 23 years old. He is easily going to... He's going to have a long career, hopefully. And one of the other things about soccer that I've noticed, I grew up playing soccer. I love it. And I just love sports, although I am typically a homer. I will only watch when it's my team playing, although it's, you know, the World Cup final, you have to watch. There is so much respect amongst the players in that sport. The fans can get a little rowdy, but there's always a hockey. It's like part of the game to actually have a fight.
Right.
You're not surprised when the dugout clears in baseball for a fight. Football, yeah, there's a fight. Every now and then there's some elbows thrown in basketball. But when it comes to soccer, a.k.a. football, I have to say it that way. I don't know why. It's just fun.
Football.
But whenever it comes to that, it just seems like there's so much respect and admiration.
Yeah. No, I think so. I think they all love the game. And what I've noticed about football fans, or, you know, regular soccer, whatever we call it here, they all get up at the crack of dawn. They're all watching. Like, it's a very dedicated group of people. I don't know if it's the same with some of these American sports. I dated one guy once who literally, he's like, well, it's World Cup time. This is years ago. It's World Cup time. I'm like, yeah? So what does that mean? He's like, oh, yeah, we got to get up and we got to watch games. So, I mean, it was like 6 o'clock in the morning. We're up watching games because there is a dedication, I think, and a passion that maybe we only have for the big games in sports in America. Like, maybe people might feel that echoed with the Super Bowl, but it just, it's exciting for people, I think, when this comes through. I don't know. It's fun to watch. It's fun to watch people get all jazzed up this time of year.
Yeah,
and maybe they should move it to the holidays instead of summer. Maybe that's the key.
Yeah, everything around. And there's more fun to be had on Doug Steffen's Good Day. It's 18 after the hour.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Both Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Santa baby, slip the sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, I'm hurried down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, an outer space convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Both Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, reviens de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
At Simply Safe Home Security, we know in an emergency, the clock is ticking. So we designed an advanced security system powered by live 24/7 professional monitoring agents who use Fast Protect technology exclusively from SimpliSafe to capture video evidence and verify a threat. Then alert police so you get faster police response. Right now, get 40% off any new system. Visit simplisafe.com/holiday to save big today. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You better watch out. You better not try. You better not bow. I'm telling you why.
This is quite possibly one of the best renditions of Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
You love it?
I do. The Boss?
I hate to be disagreeable. I think it's that I'm not a Bruce Springsteen fan.
Who's your favorite?
Of this song?
Mm-hmm.
Probably, I mean, this is more the Rocky version, but I don't know, there's a great version by, actually the most fun, Frank Sinatra and Cyndi Lauper. Have you heard that version together?
I have
Santa
not.
Claus Coming to Town. That's a good one.
Oh, I'm going to have to check that one out. Another fun one is the Papini Sisters. I think I'm saying their name right. They're very, they have that like old school, super old school, like 40s, 50s sound.
Oh, I don't know.
They can be a lot of fun. Yeah. Well, we're talking music,
I know, this
we're gonna
one's
have...
okay, though.
Well, if you're not a Boss fan, then I can see. Well, more music news on the way. Sad music news coming up on Doug Steffens' Good Day.
For small to mid-sized business owners, a question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com.
This is a great song. Bonnie Raitt. However, Bonnie Raitt's not really the one in the news. It's Shirley Eichardt, the songwriter of Something to Talk About, Grammy-winning hit. She unfortunately has passed away at the age of 67. She died of cancer.
So sad. This time of year, especially, it's really, really hard. Not that it's a good time any time of year, but this season can bring so much joy, but it can also bring so much, oh, this is my last Christmas with, you know, it's tough. And I think it really is tough for families who are losing people right now. And I have someone in my own life who's in the end stages battling it out with cancer, and he's fighting every day, but it's just, it's a tough thing to watch for people, not only just friends, but family members. Ugh. So sad.
And not to be morbid and graphic, I dealt with the exact same thing last Christmas. And essentially, you get to a point where your loved one is still there, but at the end of life. And it's like you can just see it in them that they are just waiting to die at that point. And it is just absolutely heartbreaking. With Shirley Eichard and that song, Something to Talk About, nobody wanted it. She supplied songs for Cher and Emmylou Harris, Anne Murray, Chet Atkins. But when it came to Something to Talk About, just nobody wanted it. And then
that's so surprising. Yeah, it's such a good song.
He pitched it to Anne Murray and other artists. They all declined. And then years later, she gets a voicemail from Bonnie Raitt, who is on the phone. And she was like, hey, I came across this great demo. I loved it. I recorded it. I hope that's okay.
Yeah, and her voice is so perfect for that song. Bonnie Raitt with that raspiness and everything. I can't imagine anyone else who could do that song justice.
Yeah. Oh, I feel like we should just play it again. But I know we don't have enough time. But yeah, and don't forget, you can catch up on the Good Day Download podcast, gooddayshow.com.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many pet guardians would like to introduce a second pet into their home. They're just not aware of how to do it properly. The first and most important thing you need to do is always make sure that pet number one and pet number two have been to the veterinarian or up to date on their vaccinations. If at all possible, try to familiarize pet number one with the smell of pet number two and vice versa by using a stuffed animal and bringing the scent around. Also, if you're particularly concerned about your pet's reaction, make sure you introduce them on neutral territory. This way there's no possessiveness. And very often there's battles over food when you bring a new pet into the household. My recommendation is definitely to feed each dog out of two dishes. This way you'll find that they'll be less possessive over their dishes as well. And make sure you spend plenty of time introducing them to people. Lots of times friends come over and they want to bypass the older pet for that new puppy or that new kitten. Make them stop. Make them play with the older pet first. This way when they leave, everyone in the entire family can sit down and get along with each other. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Shrinkflation was bad enough. Now skimpflation? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. As the cereal box got thinner, Merriam-Webster Dictionary added the word shrinkflation. But at least you can see it by looking at unit price. Now an invisible ripoff. Skimpflation. When Smart Balance Spread reduced the share of vegetable oil by 40%, one customer complained that it spits all over when frying an egg and doesn't melt on toast. Maker ConAgra quickly, quote, heard the feedback and decided to return to previous recipes. So it pays to squawk if, for instance, that 1,000-sheet roll of Scott toilet paper feels thinner. One shopper who weighed it and found it 20% lighter posted that quality has gone down the toilet. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Argentina is atop the World Cup again, champions for the first time since 1986, defeating defending champs France 4-2 in penalty kicks after the team played to a 3-3 tie over the weekend. I knew, said forward Lionel Messi, that God was going to give it to me. End quote. FTX co-founder Sam Bankman-Fried is planning to greenlight extradition to the United States and face criminal charges related to the cryptocurrency exchange's collapse. Mr. Bankman-Fried had been in custody in an undesirable jail in the Bahamas since he was arrested 1 week ago. Two of the slain University of Idaho students were caught on surveillance video discussing an unknown man named Adam several hours before they were killed in an unsolved quadruple murder last month. The video was on the morning of November 13th from a food truck in downtown Moscow, Idaho. Lance Fry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done?
This is one of those slower Christmas songs that still has a good vibe to it. Like, it still has that energy.
Yeah, my mom made us listen to this a lot because she's, you know, huge Beatles fan. And so we would listen to this quite a bit. And this isn't one that, it's not my favorite because it's not as traditional. I think I like some of those old favorites.
Like one of the standards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it is really, it's a good Christmas song. It's the one you want to play when you're like kind of, you know, you can't hear Let It Snow one more time.
Yes, yes. Oh, totally get that. 34 after the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day. I'm Jay Kirshner. We have Jen Horn with us. Doug is out. And today it is Hanukkah. It started at sundown yesterday. So today is officially the first day of Hanukkah, which in Hebrew means for dedication, is the Festival of Lights. And I feel like one of the most appropriate things we can do right now is play Adam Sandler's The Hanukkah Song in its entirety. Because
right.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do that.
Ready.
This is a song that there's a lot of Christmas songs out there and not too many Hanukkah songs. So wrote a song for all those nice little Jewish kids who don't get to hear any Hanukkah songs. Here we go. Celebrate Hanukkah. instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Conkirk Douglas and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together, what a fine looking Jew. You don't need deck the halls or jingle bell rock, cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock. Both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrates Hanukkah. Not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted. We got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish. Not too shabby. Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not, but guess who is? All three Stooges. So many Jews are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, but I heard his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah. Oh, boy, get a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. If you really want to, have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
I love that song.
A time where the marijuana part would have been bleeped out.
I know.
It's a different
how we've
now.
Come, right? In what year did you... They said how far we've come. It was in 1997. Is that crazy? Gosh, we're getting old. Time is just traveling by so fast. But he was so... This song like makes me feel like I'm fully in the season now. Now that I've got it, I've got the smile on my face, I'm ready to go.
Well, let's keep that smile going because here is a good news story that is so heartwarming. It starts off a little rocky, but... Oh. We've been talking about the time of year and family, and there was a young man who was raised in the foster care system, and he hoped to one day have his forever family, and it didn't really work out. And then he aged out of the foster system. He became an adult, became a car salesman, and last year he sold a car to this family, the Wilkinsons family. His name is Devon Woods, and... They just really hit it off, Devon and the Wilkinsons, and they talked, they kind of kept up with each other over the years and shared each other's stories, and before you know it, Devon was like, I want a family, I haven't one, can you adopt me, like this adult, and he's like, can you please adopt me, can I take your last name, and the Wilkinsons were like, absolutely, 100%. You are now a part of our family. Now, while nothing legal has been set up for the adoption part itself, he has changed his name. He's taking the last name Wilkinsons. He is invited to all of the family gatherings. He is 100% a part of this family. He found his forever family as an adult by selling them a car.
Wow. That's incredible. You know, I had the most interesting conversation the other day with I think I can just name check him, but Sebastian Gorka, who's also on talk radio, his wife was telling me how their family is preparing to adopt a child, not someone who's in the system, But there's this whole class of people we forget about, the people who have aged out of the foster system, who are 18 years old, who are trying to get on their feet and create a life for themselves, and they're doing it without a family. And so there is a program, I think, in a couple of different states. They live in Virginia, so Virginia has it for sure, where you can put your name and go through the program and the training, and then they don't live with you, but you become sort of a mentor family for them or a host family for holidays. You can help them with college essays, college applications, and I think that is so cool because how many people, even as adults, when they don't have a family, are just kind of feeling lost without a place to go, especially this time of year. I love that story.
Exactly. And think about the age where it's 18, you turn 18, you're considered a legal adult, and you age out. However, studies have already shown that the human brain is not fully developed until the age of, 25? In some cases, 26, 27. You can't legally rent a car until you are 25 years old, yet you are being told that you're out of the foster care system. Sorry, you're 18. I love that there are other outlets for people who have aged out, because everyone deserves a family. Everyone needs a family. Everyone needs that support system.
And how many of us were really an adult at 18? I mean, we may have thought that we were adults at 18, but how many of us really, like, looking back, feel like you were right there?
Yeah, I didn't feel like I was a legitimate adult until I turned 35.
I was going to say, I still don't feel like a legitimate adult.
Some days. Some days, right? Well, let's jump to something very serious, very heartbreaking. Families who will not be able to celebrate a lot of holidays ever again. A landslide has claimed the lives of at least 21 people, including 5 children, after mud slammed into a campsite on Friday night.
Oof.
12 people remain missing. This happened in Malaysia. This is the kind of stuff that you don't want to hear about any time of year, but it just, why does it always hit so much harder during the holidays?
Well, I think people are coming together, so it's always that reminder. But these stories, these mudslide stories, they happen here too, and certainly we hear about them in other countries. But my goodness, talk about having your life change in an instant. There's a place in California that's right on the way between Ventura and Santa Barbara, right before you get to Santa Barbara. And there's a heartbreaking story there. I think it happened in the late 90s when a man was going out to get ice cream. He was walking into town to get ice cream for his family, left his wife and kids at home. And when he was in the store, he heard this awful noise, and he looked back out, and the mountain had essentially fallen on his house. And his family was gone. This whole little town was wiped out. Many of the homes were wiped out, and it's still, so there, I think it's called La Conchita. It literally, if you're ever in California driving along the 101, you'll see it off the side of the road as you're coming in or out of Santa Barbara. And it's heartbreaking. You think, I mean, how our lives can change. I think we get really arrogant, like everything's just going to always be the same, and we get caught up. But whether it's that or a car accident or some other catastrophe, you've got to be grateful for every single minute that we've got together.
Yes, yeah, and it's like not always is it cancer, not always is it something that we know what's coming, we know we were about to lose somebody. It, more often than not, it is sudden, and I always come back to the children, because there are still 12 missing, at least 5 children were killed in this landslide, but no parent, no young child should ever have to bury their parent, but no parent should ever have to bury their child, no matter, even if it's an adult child. It's just one of those things of life that, why does that have to happen?
Yep, it's not. It's definitely not the natural law of things, right, to have that go through.
Well, some good news. There was a skier who was rescued. An avalanche happened in Utah. They were partially buried, and the name was not released of the person, but they were caught up in it. Partially buried, actually, like, got caught and carried with the avalanche for a while, and then another solo skier heard a man yelling and found him. He was buried chest deep in debris. It is a miracle that the upper half of his body was still out in the open, not buried.
Unbelievable. That's a lucky guy.
Yes,
he needs to go out and buy some lottery tickets.
45 minutes until he was discovered.
Wow.
So many things could have happened. Completely buried, why am I blanking on when you're so cold?
Hypothermia.
Yeah. Yeah.
No doubt about it. You would think, like, seriously, you escape that, you go, all right, do I go out and buy my Powerball ticket now, or do I wait a few minutes? Because right. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a lucky guy right there. That's someone who made it through. Good for him.
I know. And thank goodness for the solo skier. But also, who does this stuff solo? That just seems so dangerous. But maybe I'm just a scaredy cat.
I'm a scaredy cat about everything. And solo skiing does not sound like a great idea. Skiing in itself is a little iffy, if you ask me. But if you're going to go where there's people around, for crying out loud.
Right. Or always let people know where you are going. We've had so many stories that Doug and I have had to discuss about hikers who either get lost or they fall and become injured, and it's days before somebody finds them. And half the time, nobody sent out a search party because nobody knew they were missing, because they might live alone and nobody knew they even went out.
You know where you don't get buried in the snow?
Hawaii.
In Hawaii, but by the fire with a glass of wine in your hand. That's where you don't get buried.
Oh, you know what? Survival tips from Jen Horn.
That's right.
Down.
I'm here all week for your survival needs.
Okay, so coming up, January is Human Trafficking Prevention Month. Human trafficking is a serious and complex problem that affects millions across the globe, including right here in the United States. Here is Vincent Sullivan with more.
In the know, I'm Vincent Sullivan. Brandy Bynum, Program Manager, DHS Blue Campaign, explains how you can help combat human trafficking.
Blue Campaign is a national public awareness campaign designed to educate the public, law enforcement, and other industry partners to recognize the indicators of human trafficking and how to appropriately respond to possible cases.
Raising awareness of this crime can help save a life.
National Human Trafficking Awareness Day is recognized each year on January 11th. Blue Campaign invites you to help raise awareness on this day by participating in one of its largest initiatives, Wear Blue Day. Wear blue, the international color of human trafficking awareness. Then take a photo and post it on social media using the hashtag Wear Blue Day.
Follow at DHS Blue Campaign on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also learn more about preventing human trafficking in your community and what to do if you suspect trafficking at dhs.gov/bluecampaign.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch gave your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. Auto claims not available in all states or situations.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
After the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug is out, and it's a shame right now because he is Farmer Doug with Eastleigh Farm. That is his farm. You can check it out, eastleighfarm.com, EastleighFarm.com. I am not a farmer, but I like food. So let's talk about the food part of farm, family, and food. This is not a recall that is happening in the States, but it is worth noting because it's a little bit comical. Not the sense that people are actually falling ill to it, but just it's one of those things of how does this happen? There is a recall that has been extended over spinach contamination. It's been contaminated with a leafy green, quote-unquote, weed. Not that kind of weed, but not far off from that kind of weed. More than 120 people believe to have suffered symptoms after consuming spinach amid a widespread recall of fresh food items contaminated with this weed. Symptoms are delirium and hallucinations, and people are urged to check and return any of this spinach that they got from different places, including Aldi and Costco, which they have there. The Food Standards of Australia and New Zealand is coordinating with the recall of this product, but almost 90 people in New South Wales have fallen ill. People have been hospitalized. Fortunately, nobody has died. But people have said that they had confusion, hallucinations, dilated pupils, rapid heartbeat, flushed face, blurred vision, dry mouth skin, the list goes on. And it's not that the spinach itself is contaminated with this weed, it's the fact that this, whatever this weed is, has actually, it's known to grow on this property, and it's gotten in with the packaging. It's sort of infiltrated where the spinach was being grown, and during the processing of it, it happened to get processed with the spinach. So people that were trying to eat it were, like, actually eating this weed, which just causes a whole big kind of a mess. But now, stateside, some heavy metals have been found in dark chocolate, and we'll discuss that in a minute.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Heavy metals found in dark chocolate. This is including Hershey's and Trader Joe's. Now, it's been long regarded as the healthier of the chocolates when it comes to sweet treats. Some dark chocolates, unfortunately, contain potentially dangerous amounts of heavy metals. Now, this is not something that's part of a recall. This is just something in new research that's been released from Consumer Reports. And they found that Hershey's is quite possibly one of the worst offenders. They contained lead 265% above what California state law even allows. Trader Joe's dark chocolate 72% cacao. 192% more. That's a lot of heavy metals. Why is it some of these healthier options contain different things? Like, what is it? Brown rice is supposed to be healthier, but then we're finding that it contains higher levels of arsenic. Now, if you do love dark chocolate, yeah, they heavy metals pretty much in all of them, but it is showing that Ghirardelli Intense Dark Chocolate with 86% cacao contains 36% less lead and 39% less cadmium, which makes it a little bit of a better option. And also Ghirardelli Intense Dark Chocolate Twilight Delight. Those are some of the ones to go for. So maybe like Hershey's, sorry, you might be out because you have too much metal. This is the heavy metal, not the great kind of music, but heavy metal and food, not so great. Ghirardelli, that looks a lot better. It's 57 after the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day. And, oh, if you want to have more, check out Doug's American Family Farmer podcast, by the way, because, I'm not a farmer, but Doug is, and he has a great thing going. You can get all of that information on gooddayshow.com. It's really the one-stop shop for Good Day Download, American Family Farmer, and Good Day Health. Again, that is gooddayshow.com. You can get everything going. And don't forget to follow us on social media, Facebook and Instagram, Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. That's where you get us.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.